save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
But for quite some time, we've been putting you into the draw for the mystery prize. And finally, last week, our boss called us out on it. He came in here, he said, I know you guys don't have a mystery prize.
We're working on it.
Well, yeah, Jules, we did have one, but then Jules flogged it off. So now we got it back to the drawing board.
I needed to pay rent.
I know, it's fair. It's fair. Don't get me wrong. I still reckon we could have worked the corner before selling the mystery prize, but
it was cold, mate. Okay. We both agreed on that.
Yeah, fair,
too cold.
The temperature gauge came in.
COVID,
under 10, Jules, we don't put Jules out. And me.
COVID.
COVID. It was a tough time for us two working the streets.
So the boss has walked in. He's gone, I'm going to start putting money into this little box that you can call the mystery prize and keep doing this, but you have to just say yes. Xavier was first on the chopping block last week.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
For $700 though, mate.
Yeah, but you divide it by how many days I go out there. I'm below minimum wage.
I get that. But
we were
offered $500.
Yeah, I know. I negotiated from 5 to 7.
Which is pretty good. Yeah, it's very good.
And I must say that our company wasn't overly pleased with my suggestion that Jules was the mystery prize.
Sorry, wait, what? Sell me off like that.
I was going to wheel you in a box and then just undo the ribbon and be like, here's your mystery prize.
Oh, yeah, I'm really going to see a box and go, yeah, I really want to jump in that.
Anyway, they canned that idea.
So easy.
She's not worth it.
Yeah. Your just say yes was.
The boss said maybe go with cash.
I'm not laughing at you, by the way.
Your just say yes was you have to go and do an honest day's work.
Yep.
All right. Now we put it out to Perth and said, give us a call if you want us to come out and see you. We copped this call.
I work at Manic Botanic Florist, and I've checked with our boss, and she's happy to have Zave come and work for us for a day.
What have I got to do?
Well, you know, we'll get you doing some general tasks, you know, like taking out the bins and pruning the roses, but then we'll really get you to start making some lovely arrangements for our customers.
Oh.
Now, that happened after we shut the show down on Friday.
I was inundated by people who wanted me because they know how handy I am.
100%.
Did you get any flowers on Friday, Pete?
No, I didn't.
Em did.
Did she?
Yep.
I don't believe it.
No, facts.
I didn't see any photos on her Insta.
I don't need to. We don't need to display what we do in our private lives.
That's just, I just don't believe you. Did you really?
Of course I did. Bought her flowers.
It's beautiful. Did you get them for free or did you pay for them?
Paid for them.
Did you? Did you 100%. Arrange them yourself?
100%.
What flowers did you use?
I used a magnolia leaf as a backing.
Yeah.
And then I had a scattering of roses, pink. And then I had dyed, what are they called? There was a white one that wasn't dyed. And then I had the blue one that was dyed.
Peonies?
Nah, not in season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, you can see the video of Xavier's honest day's work at Manic Botanic. At Xavier, Jules and Pete and Hit 92.9 on our Instagram. But take a listen to what happened on Friday.
We're down at Manic Botanic, honest day's work, $700 towards my mystery prize. I'm the apprentice today, so let's see what happens. Hey, how you going? Xavier, you've got me on the tool, so whatever you need.
Do you want to do a sweep of the shop
first? I can do a sweep of the shop.
Yeah, and go around the whole place.
I sweep at home. It's a good reminder too that I should get the wife some flowers before I leave, so I'll be in the good books at home. So who usually gets on the broom?
Okay. All of us. We all work equally as hard
as each other. Our workplace. We all sort of make the coffees and stuff.
Yeah.
There were some leftovers that I didn't sweep up properly, so I just put the bin on top so no one sees it. That's a lovely wattle.
What?
No, maybe not. Oh, these are can you name three flowers and I'll bet I should get the right one?
Anserium.
No.
Grevillea.
No.
Phalaenopsis orchid.
Orchid.
Okay.
Bang.
Should we try to do an arrangement?
You can give this a go, but if you struggle, I'll just do it.
So you're telling me I've no chance.
Do you want to just pick what you like?
The dog.
It's called a disc bud chrysanthemum.
I like the disc buds?
Yeah.
I'm a real disc fan. Carnations. Yeah, I think she likes carnations.
Yeah.
Peonini? Peonini.
Peonini. Peony.
How does that look?
That's looking all right. First, we remove all the leaves from the stems. Oh, sorry, no. Actually, you should just let your creative freedom
flow. Yeah.
He's doing freestyle. I don't want to put too much pressure. No, hang on.
Oh. Someone would buy that.
Yeah, someone would. Cut them on kind of an angle.
On an angle.
Oh, too short. What kind of colour paper would you like to
I'm
write?
Thinking of pink.
You'll just kind of like cone it and then scrunch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh,
wrap it around.
Strong flower game.
Yep, perfect.
Would you say perfect?
Perfect for a first go,
okay.
I think.
Just a little bit of... So, I'm probably going to get the ask from radio at some stage. You got a gig for me?
I reckon you've got potential, for sure.
Mate, it just sounded like you went in and picked flowers.
Easy.
It's a florist.
That sounded so easy.
Mate, what you see, what you buy Liz, there's a lot of work that goes in the background for that to happen.
Right. Okay. That's good to know.
And like my creative, like I went to bed that night absolutely knackered, just the creative flow that was coming out of me to provide love. What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, just I'm just like, no one's buying you flowers. How many arrangements did you like make, right?
Yeah.
And then they had to fix them before they went out the door.
So I made 15 to 20 arrangements, maybe, yeah, so 15 to 20, and they sold for $69.
Gee whiz.
So.
Wait, were they a Xavier special or something like that?
Yeah.
No way.
It was, mate. I'm telling you, this $69 for the flowers. I'm just
did you come up with that price?
Well, it was the romantic.
And how did you? How did you come to that price?
Well, it was a romantic bunch.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.